Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today I want to conclude our look at the recent PwC survey on the future of recruiting and what job seekers actually want. One of the key findings from the survey was around candidates' attitude towards the use of technology in the recruiting process. As you'd expect, candidates do want a pretty seamless, high-tech, digital experience when applying for a job. But nowadays, most candidates see that as just normal table stakes. It's a given, and it's not really a differentiator that would make them want to come to work for your company. What actually seems to make a stronger impression to candidates today are additionally the human interactions that they have along the recruiting process. Candidates report that they want positive, direct human interaction throughout the process, in person, over the phone, even via email. And the desire for human interaction actually gets stronger and intensifies as they advance through the interviewing stages. 2/3 of candidates said personalized outreach makes them more likely to apply for a position. To be clear, technology does and should play an essential role in the recruiting process, but don't forget the human side of it. When it comes to hearing from recruiters, many job seekers say they prefer emails and phone calls to chatbots and robocalls. So PwC suggests to look for that balance between technology and human interaction. 44% of candidates are open to using automation and technology options for routine touchpoints and to get information during the recruiting process. And 65% of candidates said they would like to have a technological or automated application dashboard just to see where they are in the process. So make sure to balance technology and efficiency with the human side in the processes, and you'll have better success attracting candidates. And the last finding I'd like to point out from the PwC survey was about process efficiency, which is somewhat related to the use of technology. It's important that employers recognize how a slow process and a failure to communicate do hurt your chances for attracting the best talent. Most job seekers have had bad recruiting experiences at some point. A whopping 92% of candidates surveyed by PwC say they've experienced poor recruiting practices at some point in their career. And 2 frustrating behaviors from employers and recruiters in particular stood out. First, companies that are dragging out their recruiting processes for longer than a month. That was experienced by 67% of job seekers. And second, recruiters who vanish or ghost candidates. They withdraw from all communication suddenly and without explanation, even after a candidate has agreed to or maybe even had an interview. 61% of candidates have experienced this behavior from recruiters. And we've been talking about candidate experience and its impact on employer reputation for ages, but it's still a problem for many organizations. Delivering a poor recruiting experience does lots more damage than just to that one candidate. They post on social media, they post on employer brand sites and employer review sites, they tell all their friends. And 56% of candidates say they would discourage others that they know from applying to your company if they've had a bad recruiting experience. So make sure to concentrate on candidate experience even if you think you're doing a good job at it. Communicate frequently and at all stages of the hiring process. And just let them know. Let them know when they're no longer in the running. If they've been turned down, if they've been eliminated from the interview process, they do want to hear about it. And a full 78% said they would love some feedback or an explanation if they've been turned down after interviewing. And I do think it's worth your time. You want to give everyone a good impression of your organization to preserve that reputation among job seekers. I'll close these last 2 HR Happy Hour on Alexa episodes about the PwC survey with a quote from the survey itself from one of PwC leaders, Bhushan Sethi. He says, "You'll win top talent in a tight labor market by competing on more than salary. Our analysis of this data shows that your firm's culture and the experience you provide people is your differentiated asset." I'll link to the survey one more time, and thanks to our friends at PwC for making this data available. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to h3hr.com.